Hello and welcome. My name is Christy, and I would like to welcome you to today's episode. I decided to do a second episode this week just because I've been thinking about this topic a lot, and so I wanted to share my experience and thoughts. We don't forget things, both good and bad. The exact memories of our experiences may not always be in the forefront of our minds, but our body does not forget. This is in part why present-day struggles become tricky, because it's not just about what's happening in the here and now, but also what your body remembers from the past that may be a similar experience. I can't tell you how many times I've heard, "Just get over it." Boy, that would be nice if it was that simple, because trust me, I would love to be able to just get over it, to get over all the traumatic things that have happened to me and forget about them and find a way for them not to have such an impact on my life. Because I can tell you the quality of my life would be much better if I could just simply get over it, as society often demands us to do. But that is not how life works. In order to get over something, which, by the way, we don't get over anything, we learn how to live in a new normal. But in order to do that, it takes time, and we must allow ourselves to process all the things that we have been through. This is what I'm currently working on in my own therapy, in my own healing space, is processing the unimaginable level of pain and heartache that has been locked inside of me for years as a result of a multitude of traumatic experiences. At some point, I am going to talk about some of the specific traumas in my life, but today I want to do my part in changing the message we often send to people when they are on a healing journey. How we move past things is to move through them, to allow ourselves to feel the fullness of our feelings and thoughts on whatever we are processing. I am going to be very vulnerable right now and say that I know I'm going to have a good cry at some point this week, simply because my body needs it. Not because I'm stuck in the past or refusing to let go, but because I'm finally ready to allow myself to honor the pain that I have stored inside of me. And so, some evening this week, I'm going to put on some comfy PJs, play some peaceful music, wrap myself up in blankets, sit on my bed, and just allow myself to cry. No time frame set, no expectation of making myself stop. I know I will naturally stop when my body is ready. This is something I'm learning and practicing. Healing is not about pretending we are fine. Healing is not always keeping a smile on your face at the cost of your own happiness and peace. Healing is diving into the pain, all of it, and allowing yourself to experience the fullness of it, so you can let it go once you have felt and processed it. You see, we don't forget what we've been through, but that does not mean we have to carry an enormous weight of pain our entire lives. When we are ready, we can allow ourselves to experience the pain we have often hidden inside, and so we can become more free and at peace. This allows us to create space for joy to enter our lives. This is the journey I am on this week. Just wanted to share this vulnerable space with whoever might come across this episode and to give you permission you may need to allow yourself to feel the fullness of your experience. This is healing. This is self-care. This is love. Sending love and blessings.